Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with John Berlau. He's a senior fellow with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. The new book, John, you got a new book out on Washington. Is it ready? Is it out?
It's not out. It's on. It's pre-order Kindle on Amazon, but it's not quite out yet. It's going to be called George Washington Entrepreneur.
When's it going to be ready?
A dynamic entrepreneur. Our first president was in his private business pursuit.
I know. When's it going to be ready?
It might be. I will keep you posted on that. Hopefully, it'll be out in a few months.
Okay. So you know you have to launch it on the show, right? That's required.
I do, yes.
All right.
St. Martin's Press.
All right. Well, you let us know because
we have to
launch it on this show or we'll hunt you down. So, all right. So, John, we're talking about the Jobs Act 3.0, and this is a very interesting act that loosens up a lot more of the structures that Dodd-Frank and Sarbanes-Oxley put on smaller, mid-sized companies. And ultimately small businesses, and it passed the House. Why is it not getting through the Senate?
That's a mysterious question. It passed the House 406-4, and in the Congress, two Congresses ago, things passed the House. But, I mean, the Senate, you need those 60 votes, and
with a new Congress, does it have to go back through the House, or does that vote stand?
Everything has to be done all over again. The
wow.
good news is Senator Crapo, in the Republican-controlled Senate, said that he wants to revisit those bills. And to her credit, Maxine Waters, in an otherwise combative speech
she
gave the Center for American Progress, reiterated her support for some of the measures. So that's the thing. Hopefully the Dems will realize that being to the left of Maxine Waters is not really a good place to be.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding.
I've got a blog coming up on CEI.org on that today.
Okay. So some of the main elements of 3.0 are what?
The main elements are actually liberalizing the accredited investor rules so that if you don't meet the wealth of, if you don't have a million in assets or make $200,000 a year, you've shown an – you're an expert as far as having a broker's license or an investment advisor, you could still invest in private companies for accredited investors.
Right.
It's broadening the exemption some of the exemptions for smaller public companies so that we've gotten, we get more IPOs and those are available to middle class investors. And things like regulation, it expands other things like for mini IPOs or smaller businesses to raise capital and to do it through crowdfunding like Regulation A Plus.
Talk about the crowdfunding part because you're a crowdfunding expert. Talk about the crowdfunding part because that's some of the new stuff. See, what I'm concerned about is we know the Democrats love their Sarbanes-Oxley and their Dodd-Frank. They're going to turn that loose it's going to be very difficult to get them to loosen up on that. It's going to have to be something that they're going to get for that. And they might like the idea of crowdfunding because it's new and it's spiffy and technical. What about that?
Well, I mean, yeah, you've gotten bipartisan support for crowdfunding and it's, even some of the newer ones, I think, there was in political campaigns, there was sort of crowdfunding or crowdsourcing. So yes, this would one things, the Fixed Crowdfunding Act, that was part of the Jobs and Investor Confidence Act, Jobs Act 3.0, would allow, like, lead investors to start crowdfunding vehicles. It would, like, raise it to, like, $75 million, what you could do for for investment-based crowdfunding, because we've got this peculiar situation where if somebody offers a T-shirt, that's okay for crowdfunding, or so far the SEC hasn't gone after that. But if they offer any kind of profit sharing, then they're subject to the same rule. They can be subject to the same rules as a Fortune 500 company.
Well, and I think that's appropriate because, I mean, I wrote an article, John, myself about this, where I differentiated between the three kinds of crowdfunding. One is a pure donation. Somebody's gotten into a bind, their family's lost their house or whatever. Do a crowdfunding. Somebody needs an operation, pure donation, no expectation of return. The second one is where you donate, you invest in a cause, which that cause could be an artist or a band too, and you're going to get something of nominal in return, like a T-shirt. The third one is a real full-blown investment opportunity, and that third one should be they should pay more attention to that. That's not the same thing.
Well, it's not, but we don't want to lock out, and we don't want to make that third option so difficult that it locks out middle-class investors and that only the rich could, you know, benefit from private companies.
I'm sorry,
what'd you say?
No, go ahead.
There was a restaurant in Volt Restaurant in Frederick, Maryland, where only he raised money from wealthy investors due to the, you know, as his lawyers advised him. But some of these accredited investors were saying, well, they weren't expecting to make money. They ended up making money. They wanted an eating club around them or a good place to eat.
What's wrong with that business? On the very idea he made those guys a profit. We need to get that guy and tar and feather him. I can't believe he did that. I'm Jim Blessingame, right back with John Berlow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.